This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Our question right now, are you ready for the Rangers to be sellers at the trade deadline, or do you want to at least give them time till the All-Star break?
I don't know if people can see my shirt on the radio, but I know they can see it on YouTube and on Twitch and stuff.
They definitely
look at my shirt. Now you read it, Kevin, for the radio people who don't can't see.
How do you know?
Rangers.
I probably can see.
World freaking champions.
Huh? That's a t-shirt.
With a semi or with a colon? A colon.
I wanted this for Christmas. My wife forgot. I wanted it for Father's Day. My wife forgot. I took her out to dinner the other day and we walked right by that t-shirt store where I said, this is one of the only things I want. She said, you know what I forgot? I forgot to get you that shirt. And so we went in and we bought the shirt.
Mm.
So now I have my Texas Rangers World Freaking Champions shirt. So, and you want me to sell the champions?
How dare you?
Yes. Well, or at least I'm asking a question. That's what we do here. We ask questions.
All right.
Now, in terms of somebody who might be more definitive, I'm going to take you to Evan Grant.
Oh.
Evan Grant pointed this out. The Rangers entered July with a 38-46 record. That's the third worst record for a defending champion in 120 years of World Series era baseball.
Is that good?
No.
Okay. Well, I didn't know
it
that.
Not.
Why did we have to put that out there?
It's the third worst. And then I will give you this. Before this year, the defending champions entered July with a losing record only 14 times in 120 years. None of those teams made the playoffs. The most wins any of them ever had was 83.
Ugh. I'll take it.
At this point, probably.
You'll take 83 wins? I think they can do it.
Be good.
So it doesn't look great from that perspective.
So you just want to quit is what you're saying?
Well, I'm not saying that. I don't think, is trading people quitting?
Mm-hmm.
Or
it kind of is on the year.
On the year, fair.
On the year.
Okay, well, fine. Let's decide who is doing that. I don't think anyone is quitting. I'm just saying, here are the facts. The Rangers have lost 6 of their last 7. In June, they went 11-16. In May, they went 11-16. It's not like this is a juggernaut waiting to break out. Let's look back at June 2nd. You go back to June 2nd. The Rangers are one game within 500. Since then, they lost 9 consecutive road games, went 1-6 in one-run games, and when they had a scoring opportunity, they hit .241 with a .689 OPS, both in the bottom tier of Major League Baseball. And that includes the cycle game on Sunday.
Mm. Oh, that was that still June 30th?
Yes.
Dang it.
There are a lot of things in front of us that would lead you to believe that you should sell. I'm asking the question. If you want to argue, give them more time. I'll listen to that.
I asked you another question earlier this morning.
Okay.
And I don't know if you planned on using that or if this is part of this conversation. Are those the only two options, though, is buy and sell? Or is there another way to get good while also selling? Because I feel like Chris Young is pining over this decision right now over and over and over. And he's like very competitive and doesn't want to be like, you know what? I'm just going to give up on this thing. I think that's probably wearing him out the most. And I also think he's very smart and very creative. So I think he's trying to come up with a solution But again, it is the simple fact that 2 years ago, this team couldn't string together hits in an inning. And then last year, it was like you couldn't, once they got going, you couldn't stop them. And now it's again, maybe one guy's hitting tonight and the rest of the guys aren't. And they're not being able to do it. So it's not like this team is one move away, but can they make a couple of moves? Just unfortunately, like Boach is one of those guys where you're like, yeah, he's just got magic. And he can't find anybody that's the live wire right now.
And I know I gave you some negative statistics. I have a couple of positive ones for you, if you like, as well. One of them was one of those teams that had a worse record than the Rangers as the defending World Series champions. It was Toronto in 1994. By the way, the other team was Florida in 1998. And remember, they were like, good enough, tear the team down. So this is pretty rare and pretty bad company that you're in. But that Toronto team, after the All-Star break, they went 9-2. And then you'll recall, very famously, the rest of the season was canceled. But the point was, after the All-Star break, they were not looking like they were a really good team. And then they got on fire. You go back to the Nationals several years ago. They were at a spot where they were having a terrible season. And then it felt like they got back a lot of injured reinforcements and went on to win the world title.
Yeah, I guess I was that wasn't where I thought you were going, because then I thought you were going with because the Nationals didn't have a good year the next year. Now, in a weird way, they had COVID, but then obviously they were having money issues, as in who do we pay? They decided we're not going to pay Anthony Rendon, but we are going to pay Steven Strasburg, and pretty much Steven Strasburg never pitched again.
Yeah.
So they gave about, I don't even know, $150, $200 million to a guy who never pitched again. All of the things you're laying out, I'm going to be honest, I did not know it was that bad in the history of Major League Baseball for what the Rangers are doing
right
now.
Third worst as a defending champion going into July ever. We're talking about 120 years.
Yeah,
I had no idea. I was pretty staggered when I saw that too.
So as you're putting out all the facts, I can see why selling makes more sense than buying right now. Now, can I add to this conversation? I just pulled up on Spotrac the free agents the Rangers have at the end of this year. Because if we're talking about selling players, we have Max Scherzer, Nathan Eovaldi, Andrew Heaney, David Robertson, Kirby Yates, Michael Lorenzen, Jose Leclerc, Travis Jankowski, Jose Urena. And that's pretty much it. Robbie Grossman is the last guy on this list. So I just named a whole bunch of pitchers who are having actually pretty good years who are all free agents at the end of the year. Eovaldi has a vesting option. It's a matter of innings pitched and stuff like that.
Which he could get to.
And David Robertson has a mutual option for next year. So there's a way that Eovaldi and Robertson wouldn't be free agents, but Scherzer, Heaney, Yates, Lorenzen, Leclerc, Jankowski, Urena are all free agents at the end of this year.
Why do you think they're having great years, Kevin?
You do need to, if you're Chris Young, at the All-Star break, I won't say today, but at the All-Star break, and this is going to be a tough All-Star break for the Rangers, because let's be honest, the ownership, and they're going to have things to do while the game's here in their stadium. But the major conversations they need to have before they start the second half is going to be on these guys. How much do we want to bring back these specific players? Because if you're saying we don't want to bring them back and we're 8 to 10 games under 500 at the All-Star break, if that's what the Rangers are, then I think Chris Young needs to know. If I was Chris Young, I would want to know, hey, I like Kirby Yates. I'd like to bring him back. Can we bring him back?
Yeah.
If I started negotiating with this agent right now on another 1 or 2 year deal, are you telling me I have the ability to offer him 2 years and $15 million total to bump him from 4.5 to 7.5? Like, if I don't have the authority to do that, you're like, I don't want to do that, then I might have to see what I can get for Kirby Yates. And let's just say I'm throwing out another name. What can I get for Kirby Yates and Andrew Heaney as a combined package? You know, I'm throwing it out. I don't think the Rangers are at that point today, but we're really close to the All-Star break. And that's when you do have to have those major conversations, buying, selling. If we are selling, who are we selling?
Yeah. And that's the other part of it too, is Kevin, if you really want to be back in contention, you have to start identifying players that you can say, okay, I'm going to trade this package of pitching for a guy that's going to be a hitter on my team next year and can replace, I don't know, first base, unless there's another first base option down out there somewhere. Or you start looking at, well, you know, where can I make my batting lineup better? Because then we're going to have to spend again in free agency to get pitching here because all the pitching is gone.
Yeah.
So, like, that's what you have to see, where Ray Davis has to look at that and go, all right, I'm going to have to spend again, or we can make something better happen here, or do we have even have any time? You don't have time right
now. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And that's exactly what I was thinking about, because we talk all the time off air, maybe not as much on air, but I think the people know about who are your next pitchers in waiting, you know? And so while it might not be your favorite thing to do, if you could find somebody that, like, hey, he's probably a year away, and you're like, hey, hopefully that's far enough in the process that the Rangers won't ruin this arm like they have so many others.
The only guy who's a pitcher in waiting and he still has a major issue today is Cody Bradford, because he pitched three great starts, was 3-0 to start the year with an ERA under 2. I don't have his ERA in front of me, but I'm pretty sure it was under 2. That's the only guy that you have under control for 5 or 6 years that you believe can start.
Because you don't think it's Jack Leiter,
right?
Not right now. Yeah. I'm hoping, but right now, and here's the deal. If you're the owner of the Texas Rangers, obviously it's Ray Davis and company. I'll just put him as the main person right now. Is if you can't develop starting pitching at $1 million to $5 million level per year, as they hit like a little bit of arbitration, yeah, even up to 10 to 15, if they're doing great. If I have to buy 5 starting pitchers every year or put them on multi-year contracts to have them, I'm looking at $100 million per year to put together a 5-man free agent rotation. That's just the average of what it cost. Because if I'm looking at people like in today's market, if I'm looking at John Gray's, who are kind of middle of the rotation guys, I'm looking at $15 to $18 million a year. If I'm looking at stud pitchers, I'm looking at approximately $30 million a year. So if I'm trying to put together a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I'm going to have to spend approximately 100 of my 180 to max $200 million budget. 100 million goes to 5 starting pitchers if I can't develop them. And I've already giving about, I'd have to go look at the numbers, $55 million to my middle infield?
Yeah.
So I'm at $155 million for 7 players to truly compete, if that's what it, now, you can find kind of, if you can get lucky, you can kind of find the Michael Lorenzens at 4.5 and they end up working out. So I'm not saying it has to be 100, but if I want to go kind of cheap on 5 free agent pitchers to put together a $60 million and I'm hoping for the best... Like, but it's 60 at a minimum.
Yeah.
It's 100 if I want to put together a really nice 5-man rotation if I can't develop starting pitching. But if you can develop 2 and they're at about $1 million a pitcher, now I have 2 starting pitchers at $2 million total. Now I can buy a $30 million pitcher. Obviously, look, I don't have his numbers in front of me, but I mean, DeGrom's going nowhere in the next 3 years with his salary, which is approximately $40 million. So you have one at 40. So I'd like to bring Evaldi back, but that's going to cost you probably 25 the way he's pitched the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Man, somebody just messaged us on Twitter, Kevin, and said Smith, Langford, Garcia, Scherzer, all on the block. And I was like, I'm sorry, what?
No, they don't know. So I would have never guessed this. I would have never guessed going into 2024 season that if you were talking about how to improve the team in the future, that you would need to talk about hitting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that it would be such.
There's no chance.
Such a situation where now, as you're looking at this team, and there's still a lot of time to change things.
You had two pitchers starting last year through the playoffs for you, and your bullpen was pieced together very luckily at the end. Your hitting was what got you through most of the season in the playoffs.
Next year, your known rotation is what? John Gray?
Mm-hmm. And then I guess DeGrom?
Guess DeGrom, but you don't know yet.
Yeah.
I guess Mally's on a two-year contract, but you don't know what he can and can't do yet. And then Cody Bradford?
And Jack
and
Leiter.
Dane Dunning?
Dane Dunning is who I was thinking.
But Dane, they kind of want in the pen. Is that kind of...
And he's had a couple struggles out of the pen, too.
Yeah, well, really. Yeah, and really struggles in the rotation more. I feel like he's better suited for what he's doing right now. I think he's a good swing guy. When you need a fifth starter because you have injuries and that's going to happen, he can bump in for 10 starts a year.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's awesome. Urania. I'd like to bring back Urania next year. I think he's done a really nice job in what his role has been.
And so, Mike, I wanted to read this text to why this comes up. For the 972, the Rangers are going to get healthy and win the damn division. Stop trying to blow S up. All right, two things. First of all, I don't think you're blowing anything up because none of those people would be under contract next year and beyond. And the other thing is, if that works, great. What if it doesn't? You're not going to spend the money, as y'all just laid out, to go get all these pieces that you still need. This is a viable...
Go get Rangers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes, go get Rangers. I agree with that. This is a viable path to potentially get cheaper players on their way up here.
I don't know if this is right or not. Somebody told me that the Rangers are now ranked... this can't be right, but maybe it is because Lankford's not a prospect anymore. Evan Carter's not a prospect anymore. That the Rangers are 28th.
That's
way too low. I heard somebody say that, and I was like, I don't think that's right. But if you look at now, do you know who the top two prospects are in the Rangers organization? It's on MLB. It's Sebastian Walcott, number one, and Jack Leiter, number two. Oh. It might be Foscue's number three or two.
He came back and hit a home run, by the way.
Those are your top three prospects, I think, now in your organization. And that's not as when you saw Evan Carter and Wyatt Lankford and, kind of when you were... in that after the All-Star break last year, you're like, oh my gosh. But right now you start looking at it and go, in a way, if you go down this, let's just say Evan Grant path, you could use maybe a little bit of help in certain areas in your farm system slash, and then you got to be able to develop starting pitching at some point.
It's
here,
Walcott and Foss.
And is Leiter three?
No.
Who's three?
Rocker.
Who's not really pitched ever in professional
and
baseball.
Anthony Gutierrez is four.
Okay.
And Jack Leiter is five.
Okay. Those are your top five prospects in your organization now.
Whew.
So I do think.
That's why it's worth a conversation. It is.
It really is too, because you have to look at it and go, how are we going to develop cheap, great starting pitching?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.